ABC Radio Australia.
When I talk about my children, and they walk for miles, and when I watch them walking back, what races in my mind? My children are not the ones who are building tall buildings. We are not the ones who are dumping nuclear waste into the sea. Why do we deserve this?
What would you say about the place that you love? Maybe I should give that a little bit more context. Let's say that you had 10 minutes and you could tell a room full of people why your part of the world is so important. I wonder what you would actually say.
We should also add the people in the room, Fred. They are from different countries all over the world, and some of them have the power or the authority to make real life changes. Things that really matter to your Vanua, to your community, to your village.
COP30 in Belém, Brazil, is where people have this chance to speak with people and convince them to make change.
All the way from the Asawa Islands, off the northwestern tip of Fiji, Lavenia Yasikula Naivalu, traveled to Brazil to speak for her community or her district. Let's take a listen.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Fred. Hi, Maseki. My name is Lavenia Naivalu, and I am from Nazula village in Yasawa, Fiji. In the group of islands, one of our major climate change impact is the rising sea level and coastal erosion, and of course prolonged droughts and frequent storms that normally is not expected most of the time now, and of course there's prolonged droughts and shortages of water. Okay. The Asawa group of islands is mainly divided into two regions. One is the Asawa North, and one is the Asawa South. I live around the more like the central part of the Asawas. I live on Nadula Island, and the name of my village is Nadula Village. And this is where also the paramount chief of the whole island, and also the health center and the main primary and high school is located as well. What fuels me to do better and to speak out is when I think about the struggles that my people are going through, especially women and children and youths. So towards the end of my first COP, I was asked by the Pacific Indigenous Peoples to deliver the Indigenous Peoples statement to the COP presidency. So this was just on my first year. And what I keep reiterating when I deliver my messages in high level events is, we need a seat on the table. Eh? We need decisions that are made at COP to reflect our interest. Eh? To reflect the struggles and the challenges that we go through at the community level. Eh? My special stories will be when I talk about my children. Eh? And my children will walk for miles to fish for a proper family meal, eh? Because the frontages of our villages is all bleached. They walk for miles, and when I watch them walking back, what races in my mind? My children are not the ones who are building tall buildings. We are not the ones who are dumping nuclear waste into the sea. Why do we deserve this? You know, those are the type of questions that races in my head when I watch my people struggle with impacts of climate change.
Pacific Prepared.